Getting on voice with the voice guy. If you've been breathing, you've probably been working with your mouth open, jaw relaxed. Now, I want you to bring your lips together while keeping your jaw as relaxed as possible. Your tongue should rest comfortably behind your front teeth. Breathe in through your nose and then hum gently with a sigh. You keep humming, and I'll side coach you. Let the sound of the sigh last as long as your breath lasts. It isn't a humming contest. There's no need to make the hum last a long time. If you are thinking of the hum like a sigh, the sound will gently drop down in pitch with each sound you make. Do it on the note you make, not the one I'm making, something that feels comfortable in your voice. Be sure to remember to allow each breath to fill down to your belly, relaxing your tummy so your breath action expands down around the waistband of your pants rather than up in your sternum, also known as the breastbone. Keep your shoulders relaxed and wide. One of the most important aspects of any voice warm-up is to increase your awareness of your voice. By humming, you enhance the vibrations that are felt in your face, mouth, and head because your mouth is closed, forcing the air to go out your nose. At first, when you begin gently humming, allow your sound to be focused around your throat, where your voice box or larynx is. This is where the vibrations radiate from, as your vocal folds vibrate due to the air passing over them. These vibrations happen very quickly, several hundred times each second, so the sensations you feel are really a buzz. Buzziness is your friend. The feeling of a buzz on your throat, face, and lips is a great way to know that you're working in a way that creates resonance and helps your voice reach the back of an auditorium. Put your hands on your throat and feel that buzziness in your neck. Now that you've got that buzzy feeling going in your throat, it's time to focus on the sensations being made by the vibrations further upward, particularly in your face and lips. By making subtle adjustments in your mouth with your tongue and soft palate, you should be able to enhance the buzziness you feel on your lips. Focus on the part of your lips that is touching. Just the parts that are in contact with one another, and try to let them touch as gently as possible. In fact, I try to feel as if my lips were just about to come apart because I want my jaw to feel as heavy as possible and to try to have as much space within my mouth as possible. You may gradually begin to get a little louder with your hum at this point. To ever so gently turn up the buzzometer in your mouth. Don't push. It's very important at this point not to push. Allow your voice to be gentle and buzzy, not forced, loud, pressing. It should never be hard work. At this point, you can begin to allow the sound to sustain on one pitch or note. Don't worry about getting the pitch right or not. There is no right here. Pick a note that feels like it's in the middle of your voice, neither high or low down. If you're not sure where that is, think of saying, uh-huh, in response to a question like, are you okay? So, let me ask you that question, and you can say, uh-huh, and whatever that is, that's sort of the middle of your voice. Are you okay? Now that you've got that note, try humming on it. Uh-huh. That's for me. Do your own. Once you've found a starting note, begin to explore other notes that are nearby. For those who are musically inclined, you can go up or down by semitones if you like, but you can also make small jumps of a tone or even intervals of a second or third if you like. Mmm. Mmm. play around. But don't sing. A key to remember about warming up your speaking voice is that we're focused on communication, not singing. Though I will grant that good singing is all about communicating, singing voice exercises tend to focus on the sound of your voice, rather than on the feeling of your voice and on what you're saying. So, though you're on a pitch and exploring notes, try hard not to sing. You get the idea. Now, open up to Now that you've been humming for some time, you can relax your lips and keep your jaw open and begin to breathe in and out through your mouth. Continue to sound on every breath. I'll just speak over you sounding. Ease the sound out on an open central vowel, as in cup, love, mother. Allow the breath to fill down in your belly, let your mouth and throat feel as open as possible, and keep letting the sound out on a variety of pitches. You can precede the sound with a little H sound, so it sounds more like a ha, and that will keep it easy and help you to avoid glottal attacks at the beginning of the sound. You don't want it to sound like this, that punch at the beginning is what we're trying to avoid. Ha. Now, back and forth between and M. Humma. Think of sighing out on humma. Take time to feel the vibrations build up on your lips on the sound and see if you can feel the buzziness when you open up back into Humma. 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 Can you feel it inside your mouth, in your lips still, in the bones of your head and face? Humma. 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 Good. The more buzz you feel, the better, as long as you keep it all easy. Try doing a few more of those, following your inner impulse. Think of saying something as you hum. Humma. How are you feeling today? What did you have for breakfast? What do you like about something someone's wearing that you've seen recently? Humma. Say something on that neutral sound. Humma.